go ahead.
Hi, I'm Kathy, a relapse survivor and a gratefully recovering compulsive overeater.
Hi, Kathy.
Wow, I did not know that there were promises in the OA 12 of 12. You all rock. I mean, I heard that these have been sent up to World Service. And I think it's going to be an amazing blessing to hundreds of people, thousands potentially, to know that we have some promises that are available to us. And I have the honor of talking about steps 10 through 12. And I thought, why don't I just start out off the bat with 10, talking about a promise that anything we can imagine, we can do with help from higher power. But I digress. I said I was a relapse survivor. I came to OA in my 20s and worked the program a decade, half of which was abstinent, the tail end half, lost 30 pounds. Thought I was cured and cute. I wasn't, you know, and then the 8-year relapse, I discovered, oh my gosh, I thought I was powerless. I really did. That 10 years, I understood, but I had no clue. I had no clue that this is a progressive disease and how progressive, and that 30 pounds became 60 pounds, and how my, you know, I crawled back to program. I came in September 1999. The reason I remember, because I discovered my father was dying of prostate cancer, and I had to make a decision to help my mom in a more aggressive way, which meant giving up my solitude and my privacy and everything else. And so my last binge was October 4th or 5th. Only reason I remember, because I remembered the clarity, I remembered the sanity, I remembered the peace and the joy and the what I didn't have, and I was like, I can't get it back. I tried for 8 doggone years every day, and the disease just ate me up, because I walked out of the rooms 100%. I had no support. I didn't have anybody saying, but it'll get better. Nothing. So I wow. The last binge, that was a binge of all time. Something about that floor. I was on the floor and it got so bad, I was literally faced this way doing it. And the middle of the kitchen. And the salt and the sugar.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. But I made a decision, and so I became abstinent. Well, no, how did that work? So started in September. It took till October to have the last binge, but it took until September 1 year later, 2000, to become abstinent. And by the grace of God, the program and the fellowship, I cannot do this alone. I haven't done it alone any day that I've been back. I have been abstinent since September 2000, and I'm approximately 84 pounds from my top weight. But that isn't so much of a, and so back to this, anything we can imagine. This body you're looking at, I didn't have this at 13. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is I never, ever imagined being this size, and wasn't interested, personally. It's like it just happened because this is the way it fell out. But are you kidding me? I mean, I still carry my Sam's card to remind me of what I looked like when I first came. And periodically, you know, I mean, so I still identify as a large person, but people don't relate to me as a large person because, are you crazy? You don't look like, I'm like, ooh. So, but the promises. Imagine, I didn't imagine I could ever be, you know, here are some of the material thing. I never imagined I could be I imagined being a homeowner, but I'm actually one because it's a fixer-upper, but I'm so grateful I have it. I mean, so some of the material things, but more importantly, I couldn't imagine that I could have lived through my father dying for 5 years abstinently without binging my brains out. I mean, so, but how did that happen? It was those first 9 steps that cleared out the wreckage of your past and lifted the obsession. I'm so delighted that it doesn't always take to 9. Sometimes it happens sooner than that, and it does. And I personally can't say that. I mean, I have had it come back, but because of the tools and you and calling my sponsor. And back in the day before cell phones, I distinctly remember in that first 10 years going, it was in DuPont Circle, they had a pay phone all the way up to St. Margaret's Church, and I had to call somebody every block to get to St. Margaret's, abstinently. I mean, you talk about particular things. It is, so the session could be lifted, but the step 10, that inventory that we do daily in some form or fashion. And this was one of the promises, is a spot check inventory becomes a habit. Because the what I have facing me if I don't do it, I mean, if it took me 8 years to become to get back at the age I am, if I leave, I may never come back. I mean, and but just know that the grace of God, it's possible. But I don't want to risk it, is what I'm saying. I learned. I'm one of those people. I'm chronic. If I take that bite, I'm gone. There's some people who could, you know, bless you, I'm glad, but I can't. So I'm like, all right, so step 10 is so vital. I struggle with the emotional and the spiritual sometimes. When new things come up, I still need to, I'm taken back to step 1. I am powerless over this, but oh my goodness, look at step 2. There is some sanity if I go seek out God. And that doorknob has been around for, if I was 81 when I started, I mean, it's so, we also had the Calgon man. I mean, so, doesn't matter. This book tells us there's so many ways to do the inventory. I was looking back through some of my journals and I discovered that I spent many years just doing a list. Okay, assets and debits. So and it was critical that there were assets, because if I stayed too much in the debits, my perspective would get skewed and the disease would try to kind of pull me back. And it's like, wait a minute, there was something good about this day. And that's another promise of stuff. 10 is this step helps us experience recovery every day. And I was told it could be the crappiest day you've ever had in your whole life. Everything went wrong. Everything. You remember Alexander the Terrible, no good, very bad day, where everything happened wrong. But if I'm abstinent, I don't care. I'm still in recovery. And I have something to offer somebody. And it's like, wait. So, and I've had some really crappy days. But it's a promise. I'm in recovery. Even if I'm not emotionally sober or spiritually sober, and I'm clawing my way, trying to, through calls and writing and to get there. But it's like, if I can just hold on. And when I do, I can become emotionally and spiritually of value to somebody besides being scum, pond scum, or the center of the universe. Yes. I need this one. I'm still working on this one. That God will help us let go of our defects and replace them with positive habits and thinking. No, I do. I do have positive habits and thinkings, but I need some more. Okay. Where am I? If you could do 5, 5, and 5.
We're not there yet.
So the first 5 is still okay.
6 minutes.
For everything?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I went too long on 10. Okay, all right. So can we split what's left so I have the equal amount of time for... Okay, so 3. All right. Step 11. A promise of the direction and strength we need to live the rest of the day effectively. One thing I've done, and I've fallen down recently, but for years and years and years and years and years and years and years, I could honestly look people in the face and say, I thanked God for my abstinence that day. Mm-hmm. That day. That's every day, thank you, Lord. And to remember that it is a gift. there's no, I don't deserve it. It's what they call grace, unmerited favor. But if I can remember, it's 24/7. That no matter how many minutes are in a day, that it's always there. And all I have to do is, my job is to receive it. He's given it to me. And so I also started, I've been doing periodically, and now I've gone back to God notes. And I use post-it notes, and I write my little prayer to God, and I fold it up, and then I, that helps me do the third step, which is like let it go. Because if I don't, you know, and I debated about what do I do, how do I, so I brought a little show and tell. I just, not really, but I kind of decided, you know what, you need a pretty God box. And so I haven't filled it totally up, but I figured, okay, let's think of what you could do. And then I thought, you know what? If there's anybody who's struggling, anybody who's in relapse, anybody who's slipping, if we could, this is a gift. And I thought, you know, put inside there the big book, the 12 and 12, the four today. I think they all might fit, the little mini ones. And say, okay, God is offering you a beautiful gift. And it's there 24/7. All you have to do is pick it up. All you have to do is pick it up. And the program and everybody in it and working these steps. And your higher power, he promises you we can recover. Now, step 12 talks about a spiritual awakening. And I said, okay, what does this book say about what's a spiritual awakening? And I got 3 minutes, I gotta get back to circle this around at step 10 because, again, all right, because there's a promise that didn't quite make it on this piece of paper, but it's amazing, it's giving me hope. But I digress again. Step 12. So what does this book call a spiritual awakening? The central factor in this spiritual awakening has been our decision to trust a higher power with every aspect of our lives. In acting on that decision one day at a time, we've learned a whole new set of skills for living, skills which enable us to clear from our lives everything which must interfere with, which might interfere with our trust in this higher power. And the spiritual awakening happens, when we give back what's been given to us. And even if you've been abstinent for an hour, you have something to give somebody. And that's, you know, this our program says. I mean, that to say, hey, I held on for 60 minutes. You haven't held on for one? Hey, we can do this together. Come on, let's go. Come to meeting with me. Hey, you just helped another struggling, suffering, compulsive overeater. But how many... 2 minutes? Okay. So, this is this cool, amazing promise. One aspect that goes back to sin, one aspect of this program that keeps us here is the promise of permanent recovery from this baffling malady. But what in the world is truly permanent? We read on page 204 of our For Today book, repetition is the only form of permanence that nature can achieve. If we are to experience permanent recovery from compulsive eating, we must have to repeat day after day the actions that have already brought us so much healing. And I have been blessed with a sponsor. I've had multiple sponsors. Sometimes I had temporary ones. But I can honestly say, since I came into this program, I have talked to some member of the fellowship every day. Because I can't do this. I am not abstinent by myself. I am powerless over food. It is more powerful than me, and will always be more powerful than me. I am an addict. I accept it, but I'm recovering, and I'm grateful because of the, and so this pamphlet, The Tools of Recovery, it says I work these tools. Back to the meditation. I didn't talk about meditation. Basically, in terms of the 11th step is prayer and meditation. Sought through prayer and meditation for our conscious contact with God and as we understand Him. By writing an assignment every day and turning it over to my sponsor, I use our literature and the AA literature, which is a form of meditation. I have to think about it to write about it. So I'm meditating. So I'm learning how to do the formal kind of, you know, and, you know, but until I kind of get it, I have been I meditate on this literature. And also, before you take that first compulsive bite, do you know how many benches this pamphlet is? This piece of paper? The first one fell apart. This sucker, I mean, and this is in my purse today. It wasn't for several years, but recently. So that's it. And my final show and tell was a card I used to give people when they became sponsors. So not everybody, but once in a while. And then they discontinued it. And so I asked them if they'd make a poster, and they did. And this is how I treat my trigger food. Don't look back. I had enough for multiple lifetimes, thank you kindly. Size 22, I don't need any of it. It does, and my pamphlet tells me there's nothing about it that's great. Any don't dwell on any real or imagined pleasure that you got. Change the channel, no good. So we do have to look back in our fourth step, et cetera. But I don't have to look back on those trigger foods. And my life is getting better and better. So I went way over, sorry. But thank you.